I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait, with my hips kind of swivelly and squirty. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like Billy who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo, with my eyelashes all in curves, I float as the clouds on air do. I enjoy being a girl.
Hi, this is Tony R. LaFontaine, the original MySpace tranny, coming soon to Facebook. And you're listening to Girl Talk. It's just a little show here on Sunday Morning Mosa where, you know, just us girls get together and talk about girl stuff like fashion and boys and, you know, whatever girls like to talk about hair. Usually it's just me and sometimes, like, our caterer, Vivian Von Strusel, will stop by, but she's really old and she's not hip and cool like us girls are. So, but I'm really excited because I'm not the only girl around here anymore. You may have heard Sunday Morning Mosa just got a new cast member, Laura Gilray. And so I thought maybe we'd sneak over. I know she's in hair and makeup right now. So I was going to take the recorder over and see if we could do a little girl talk, a little impromptu girl talk, right when she's getting ready, when she's getting makeup and her hair done. I mean, what's more girly than that? So we're going to head right over there right now. So excuse me. All right, excuse me. Please make way, okay, because I'm coming through with some expensive equipment here. And hey, Laura.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. What are you doing?
Just getting my hair and makeup done.
Yeah, I see. Your hair looks great.
Thank you.
I just can't get over how beautiful you are.
Oh, you're...
Can we talk about that for a minute? You're on Girl Talk right now, just in case you don't know. This little segment I do around here.
Oh.
I mean, you know me, Tanya LaFontaine. And, you know, it's so nice to have another girl around, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, Vivian, our caterer, she was a girl, but she's certainly not a girl anymore. She's a very old woman, and that's not the kind of people we want on Girl Talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, I'm honored that you want to interview me for Girl Talk.
Of course.
How long have you been girl? I mean... How long have you been doing Girl Talk?
Well, this is the first episode.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, number one.
Well, thank you for having me.
Not a problem.
Listen.
Yeah.
Can you? I'm sorry. I know you want to interview me and all, but I'm really, really thirsty, and I was wondering if you could run out and get me, like, some sort of tea?
Oh, yeah,
something in my
sure.
throat. It's been really dry lately. I'm just getting over this cold that's been going on.
Oh, I know. It is dry in here.
Thank you.
Us girls
thank
get dry
so
throats.
Much.
I understand.
Okay, yeah. Here's $3.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you.
Yeah, keep your money. That's fine. I'll take care of it. I'll be right back.
See ya.
Okay. Okay. All right. Just tea you wanted, right? Tea? Okay. All right. Excuse me. Make way, please. All right, just going to run over to the kitchen really quick. Thank you again for listening to Girl Talk. Morning, Marianne. How are you? Okay. All righty, let's see what we have here. She didn't really say what kind of tea she liked, so I'm just going to bring one of each and a cup of hot water. Check, got everything we need. All right, I'm going to run right back over there. Yes, good morning. Morning. Yes, it is a beautiful day. It is a beautiful day. Excuse me. All right. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
All right. So you didn't say what kind of tea you like, so I brought Earl Grey, English breakfast tea, citrus, lemon.
Thank you.
Cinnamon. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what kind you like, but I just brought them all.
Oh, thank
and,
you so much.
And hopefully you find something that you like. So,
I like all of these. Thank you.
The other topic that I wanted to cover is fashion. Like, what do you do to make yourself look so beautiful and girly? Because really that's something that I'd like to work on personally to, you know, just really enhance my feminine features, which, you know, are there, and I just need to accentuate them. So you have any tips as to what I can do to really, accentuate those?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great question for Girl Talk.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. First of all, what I like to do is I shower every day. I think that's very important.
To
stay feminine looking is to stay clean. Mm-hmm. Also, I lotion. I put lotion on shower and lotion. Perfume, which helps, kind of smooth out your skin and, give you a nice feminine scent, a nice light smell. Mask maybe any body odor that you may have hanging around. I try to do vocal I try to do vocal exercises. I was wanting to ask you, a unique voice.
Thank you.
How do you get your voice to do that?
I don't really do much to get it to do that, as you say. It's just sort of the way it is. kind of a long story, but long story short. I wasn't always a woman, as you... I don't know if that's a surprise. I wasn't always a girl for Girl Talk, but during my transition, which I'm still partly going through, but we won't get into that, I did go, I can't afford the costly surgeries and hormones and all the things that go into, a proper transition. So I really wanted to get things done. So I went to Tijuana, to a place called the Tranny Shack, which I thought was very reputable. I had gotten a few referrals from some things I read online. And so I went down there, and basically during an operation that was supposed to remove my Adam's apple, because that's a telltale sign of a man, obviously, instead of removing my Adam's apple, they shaved my vocal cords.
Oh, dear.
So here we are. Here we are today, Tony R. LaFontaine. But I think it gives me character.
Yeah.
And I think that my voice does sound very feminine.
Yeah.
I was looking for more... physical things that I could do to accentuate my feminine features, basically.
Okay.
We're running out of time, so we are going to wrap up. But let me just ask you, any other quick tips that you'd want to share with me and our audience here, all of us girls out there that want to accentuate our feminine features? Any other tips?
Sure. One thing that, I used to have a dog when I was younger.
Oh, really?
A little short-haired poodle. And she would shed a lot. And I always made sure whenever I left the house, I would use one of those lint roller brushes to get all the hair off before I left. I just feel that it makes you look a little more put together when you don't have hair all over your shirt and... then it can spread to other things like the food that you're eating, or maybe if you give someone a tea or something like that, there can be, dog hair there in the tea when they're trying to drink it. And so it's just, just little things like that that you just, it's good to become aware of. And really that just, I guess that's, those kinds of things is what makes me seem feminine. But I really appreciate you interviewing me for Girl Talk, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Just really quick clarification. It is true. I have two beautiful dogs, two married Rottweilers, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels, and her husband, Robert David McDaniels. But they are very short-haired dogs. They do not shed. You have noticed, and I'm very embarrassed now that there's some hair in your tea. I'm very sorry. That is not for my dogs, however. That is for my Snow White teddy bear hamster, Bethany. Oh, my goodness. She sheds, I think you can make 4 or 5 hamsters out of the hair that sheds off of that thing. I don't know. She's gorgeous, though. You have to come see them, though. You'll love them. You'll love them. And I'm going to go right to Duane Reed's right after we're done here and buy myself a few of those sticky roller things that you're talking about, because that's godsend. I don't know. I, you know, use Scotch tape or whatever, but it evidently doesn't work. So, all right, we're going to wrap up. So you guys come over. You should definitely come over. Happy Oaks Trailer Park, you know, is where I live. So I'll give you directions later. It's really fun, so you should definitely come. But we're going to wrap up Girl Talk for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and tune in again next week when we'll talk about all things girls. So we'll see you soon. This is Tony R. LaFontaine signing off. Thanks.
I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on that telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female.